time now for our bi-weekly feature, Czechs Today. This week, Rob Cameron talks to Aleš Březina, composer of the musical score to Jiří Menzel's latest film, I Served the King of England.
That music will be familiar to those of you who've seen Jiří Menzel's new film I Served the King of England, an adaptation of Bohumil Hrabal's classic novel of the same name. The film is proving hugely successful among Czech filmgoers, but many people have been truly captivated by the wonderful score created by Czech film composer Aleš Březina. In this week's edition of Czechs Today, I've been speaking to Aleš at the offices of the Martinu Institute in Prague, the organization he built up pretty much from scratch in 1995. I began by asking him when he knew he wanted to devote his life to music.
It was at the age of five. It was in 1969. And I listened to the radio playing an incredibly beautiful melody. And I asked my mother, what's that for instrument? And she said, that's violin. And I asked her, what is it for a composition? And she said, that's the Nightingale, which was film music by Václav Trojan for puppet film by Jiří Trenka. And the third question was, would I be ever able to play that? And my mother was clever enough to say yes. And then we went to the basic school, a basic artistic school, and I found a very nice violin teacher and I started violin lessons.
How long did it take for you to learn to play that piece?
I never played that. It's not that it wouldn't be playable, but at the conservatoire you have to play more serious repertoire such as Beethoven and Mozart and Bruch and so. And Václav Trojan was never recognized as being a great master of Czech classical music, at least not at that time and at least not in Pilsen. And in Pilsen, which was a highly conservative city, you had to play really serious music.
I want to talk more about your composing in a few minutes, but first of all, we're sitting here in the offices of the Martinu Institute, after the great Czech composer Bohuslav Martinu. Both as a musician and as a composer, how much influence has Martinu had on your own work?
I would say in terms of music, he has no influence because he wrote music for completely different occasions than I. I do write music for cinema. Martinu as well wrote one large score for a very avant-garde film in 1935, which is called the Marijka Nevěrnice, the untruthful Marijke. But this was for him rather the exception, and whereas for me that's the rule. So it means to me more important than my love to Martinu is my love to the subject of the film and my talks to the film director. So that's what matters.
I'd like to play a piece of music now from the I Served the King of England soundtrack. It's called Padajúce bankovky, or Falling Banknotes. It's a very short piece of music. Just hear that now. Mentioned there that Martinu had no influence on your composing, but listening to that wonderful piece really reminds me of Martinu. Am I wrong or am I right?
You can never be wrong. So I don't know. So you know, asking people what their music sounds like is a question for nothing, because you can hear in that how you did it, what influenced your thinking about this particular piece.
I'm thinking of the soaring violins and just the phrasing of that.
Yeah, could be. As I said, I wouldn't be able to say that, but if you say it sounds a bit like Martin, then I'm happy, of course. Yeah.
Tell me a bit, Alex, about how you compose, the composing process for you. How does that work? Jiří Menzel asked you to compose the music for this film. How did you go about it?
We had really an immense amount of time. In case of I Served the King of England, it was 2 years. And in the space of 2 years, I composed some 2 hours of music, of which only some 35 minutes are in the film. But we had really time to reject a lot of music which wasn't bad at all, but which didn't fit to what Jiří Menzel needed. Because that was the hardest part of our discussion. As you know, Jiří Menzel is some 30 years older than me, and his experience of life, his opinions are in some cases different, and he had, of course, as everyone has, different ideas on what is calm, what is wild, what is nostalgic, what is lyric, and so on. So that we spent, I would say, more than half a year clearing these terms. So I brought some parts of music, and he said, "Why is that so sad?" And I said, "It's not sad at all." So and only after this half a year of clearing the terms, we found the way to cooperate.
When you've spent 2 years working on this body of music and you've presumably listened to it thousands of times, now that it's finished and it's out there, can you bear to listen to it anymore? Are you sick of the soundtrack of I Served the King of England?
I wouldn't say sick. I have no need to listen to it, of course, because I know every note. And if you know that, then you see what happened in bar three to the horn player and how we did it with cutting. And so I don't listen to music to relax, to be honest. I listen to music to learn something new. And to me, music is completely unable to create relaxation, because I can't stop listening to the music and thinking about it. Even if it's a stupid trash music, so then you still think like, oh, what is this guitar player doing for stupid things? And so I can't stop
dissecting it.
Yes. So to me, I listen to music to learn something new, to think about it in musicological terms. I listen to it not usually at the end of the day, because I like silence as much as I like music. I enjoy the silent space in my flat at the end of the day, and I prefer to listen to music on weekends or a lunch break or so. So that's the time I listen to music very, very much.
Alex Presnell, thank you very much indeed.